Now, you invite to me this meditation place. I will teach you as much as you can and as much as I can. My English is very poor, but I will try my best. I think all yogis experience with meditation. Before we practice meditation, we should observe moralities, pragnesa or episa. Anyway, pragnesa also okay, right? If you want to observe episa, you can observe episa. Which one do you want to observe? Pragnesa or episa? Okay, we observe pragnesa this time, right? Please be after me. It's Pali. Aham Bande.
Aham Bande.
Tisarane Nasaha.
Tisarane Nasaha.
Pansa Silam.
Pansa Silam.
Dhammayacami.
Dhammayacami.
Anugraham Kadawa. Silande Tha. Medbande Tudiyambi Ahambande Tisarane Nasaha Pansa Silam Dhammayacami Anugraham Kadawa Silandeta Medbande Tadiyambi Ahambande Tisarane Nasaha Pansa Silam Dhammayacami Anugraham Kadawa Silandeta Medbande Yamahavadami Dhammadeta Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa 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 Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Tudiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Tudiyambi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Tudiyambi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Tadiyambi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Tadiyambi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Tadiyambi Sangham Saranam Gacchami. Saranam Gamana Vribhavanam. Amma Bhandi. Panati Bada. Viramani. Sikha Badam. Samadhiyami. Adina Dana. Viramani. Sikha Badam. Samadhiyami. Kamesu. Mechachara. Viramani. Sikha Badam. Samadhiyami. Musawada. Viramani. Sikha Badam. Samadhiyami. Sura Miraya. Majja Pamada Thana. Viramani. Sikha Badam. Samadhiyami. Idame Silam. Magga Phala. Jnanasa. Paseyo. Odu. Abhamadena Sambhadeta. Now, you already observe moralities. You complete with moralities. This time, you are body action, Baba actions, Akshua. Abda, Avsa, Padrisa. You didn't do bad actions, body action, Baba action. And therefore, you complete with moralities. These moralities support concentration and wisdom. Concentration and support your meditation. You can get easily concentration and wisdom because of your moralities. We had good action, body action, Baba action, mental actions, realize. And therefore, we reborn good existence. Now we reborn human existence. So also we meet the teaching of the Buddhas. We met the sasana, or the teaching of the Buddhas. Now you follow the teaching of the Buddhas. What is the teaching of the Buddhas? Morality, concentration, and wisdom. If you follow the teaching of the Buddhas, if we practice the teaching of the Buddhas, we will reach good existence. Human existence, celestial existence, and finally we will reach liberation. We can reach liberation. So, we should follow the teaching of the Buddhas. If we follow the teaching of the Buddhas, Buddha, our actions will be pure. Body action, Baba action, mental actions. First of all, our body action, Baba actions are pure. Now we should cure our mental actions. And therefore we should practice meditation. To begin training, fix sitting posture with the left cross. Prostrate your upper body. close your eyes, breathe normal, put your mind on the abdomen. Sambha yogis used to put their mind on the nose. Sometimes you can put your mind on the nose, or we give instruction to put our mind on the abdomen. The same object, but different place. Put on the nose or put on the abdomen. We must have meditations, not only one object. Every moment we should aware the objects of mental and physical phenomena. And therefore, put your mind on the abdomen. Look at the abdomen. When you breathe in, your abdomen will arise. Note that object rising. When you breathe out, your abdomen will fall. Note that object falling. Note carefully, rising, falling, rising, falling. If you know rising, falling, you will see tension, vibration, movement. This movement, this tension and vibration is called ultimate reality. While you're Dhatu, you will see ultimate realities. The yogi should see the ultimate reality. And therefore, note that object rising, falling, rising, falling. At the moment, if you note rising and falling, sometimes our mind cannot stay or rising falling a long time. Our mind can go away. Sometimes idea, imagining, thinking, many thoughts can arise in our mind. We should aware that thought mind also. If you imagine something, you must know that you have done so. Make a mental note, imagining. If you reflect standing, if you reflect of standing, mental note, reflecting. If you intend to do standing, note, intending. When the mind wanders from the object of meditation, which is the rising and falling, mental notes wandering, wandering, wandering. If you imagine you are going to certain place, mental note going. When you arrive, note arriving. When you are thought, you meet a person, note seeing, seeing, seeing. If you ambition or imagine a light or color, if you want to note seeing, 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 a mental vision must be noted on each occurrence of its appearance until it passes away. After it, this experience continue with better exercise, with full awareness, no rising, falling of the abdomen. When you're sitting a long time, the pain can arise in your body. The sensation can arise in your body. Pain, itching, numbness, for the beginner yogis, can arise these pain sensations many ways. This sensation more evident for you, you can note that object. If pain arise, note that object. Pain, pain, pain. Just look at the pain. If you look at the face, you will see the sensation. If you aware of the pain, what has been the pain, you will see what has been the pain. Increase or decrease or disappear. The pain is called sensation. This pain is not you, just pain. If the pain arises, we should aware the pain. Slowly, slowly, it can disappear. If you get concentration, itching also arises. Itching also arises. Note that itching. Look at the itching. Note until disappear. When it changes name, etc., if you note this sensation, if they disappear, go back, many objects. Notes rising, falling. These sensations, they didn't disappear a long time. At the time, sometimes you can change your posture, or you can rub the pain. Don't rub immediately. Note in this mind, I want to rub. Note the order, and then note the sensation, pain, or itching. Note two or three times. During this period also, the pain can disappear. This disappear, go by many objects, no rising and falling. Even though you note the pain two or three times, it didn't disappear, otherwise you can rub the pain or you can change your posture. Sometimes, if you know rising and falling, you can hear the sound. If you hear the sound, know that object. Hearing, until disappear. If disappear, go back. Many objects, no rising and falling. The sound takes a long time. You cannot know the sound at that time. You keep at the sound, that object, or ignore that object, go back many objects, no rising and falling. Vipassana meditations, we should know every moment what happened in our body, in our mind. Seeing moment, hearing moment, smelling moment, tasting moment, touching moment, thinking moment. Every moment we should know. Because we didn't aware every moment. The defilements can arise in our mind. Greed, hatred, delusions, pride. Many defilements can arise in our mind. And therefore, we should avoid all defilements. If we can avoid defilements every moment, we can get concentration. Your mind stay every moment object. If you know every moment object, see a moment, hear a moment, smell a moment, taste a moment, touch a moment, take a moment. This defilement cannot arise in your mind. You can dispel defilements, and therefore you can get concentration or inside knowledge. Inside knowledge means you know the ultimate reality of mental and physical phenomena. They arise and pass away. You will see all the mental and physical phenomena. At that time, at the moment, you can get inside knowledge. If you get inside knowledge more and more, you can reach liberation. If we reach liberation, we never meet suffering. And therefore, we should dispel defilements. Defilements. If you get concentration more and more, this defilement cannot come near to you. They are away from you. Every moment you get wholesome deeds, morally wholesome deeds, concentration wholesome deeds, wisdom wholesome deeds. These wholesome deeds can bring you higher existence, human existence, celestial existence, and finally can bring you liberation. When we practice meditation, our aim, we want to reach liberation. We want to escape from suffering. This is our aim for practicing meditation. The Buddha and his disciples go to the liberation with this path. You also follow the same path. Who went to the liberation? The Buddha who went this way, the same path. You also will reach liberation. You are lucky. Not everybody can practice meditation. Not everybody can follow the vision of the Buddhas. There are many people in the town, in the states, in the countries, in the world. Just a few people can practice meditation. That's you. And therefore, you are very lucky. You have perfection, previous life. You did perfection or wholesome deeds, previous life. And therefore, you can be born in good place. You can meet the teaching of the Buddhas. You want to follow the teaching of the Buddhas. And therefore, you get a lot of wholesome deeds. These wholesome deeds gives you the good benefit. You will never meet bad situation. You will meet good situation. And this present life or future life. So, practice happily, ardently, energetically, precisely.